This is Eric from Goner Records, and I had a chance to talk to Steve and Mark from Mudhoney,
who are playing tonight at the Hightone in Memphis. We are so glad you guys are coming back to Memphis. Thanks for coming.
We're stoked. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Last time, I guess, was Goner Fest. You made it back to Memphis. Is that right?
Yeah.
Goner Fest was a blast. You guys indeed. Killed it. Did you guys have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Super fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. And we were trying to figure out before that, you guys played probably in the 90s, maybe at the Antenna. Is that right?
We played the Antenna for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Was there another time that we missed? Because I don't remember any other time.
We might have played the Antenna in 1988 even.
Yeah. Wow.
No, that was before I was here. We didn't make it that far east.
88
in the south.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was early on though.
Yeah, you did get to witness the glory of the Antenna and the heyday of true punk rock dives.
Yeah,
they're still out there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's encouraging. You know.
Yep.
Even the punk rock dives I've seen aren't as divey. It seems like.
No, they have a nice wine list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
The bathrooms are still terrible.
That's I think CBGB's and all that was just the role model that everybody was trying to emulate.
Yeah, and I think if you're open long enough, everything is covered in old stickers of different bands. We just played the Earl in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And, I couldn't find the door because like everything was like so covered in stickers. I was like, "Where's the door?"
I love that. Yeah, we love the Earl. Yeah,
It took Steve 45 minutes to leave the room.
Yeah. That's right.
I got stuck in the van.
It's like, hey, guys, is this escape room or is this a gig?
Yeah. It's a great club, though. We had a great time there. So
the Earl.
I'm not dissing on the Earl.
Of course not. We love the Earl. Damon over at the Earl. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
You did Atlanta, Nashville last night was good. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Good.
The Basement East has a roof on it again.
Good. Yeah. We love our people in Nashville. Memphis sort of has a little bit of a rivalry with Nashville, but
yeah.
There are good people up there. We don't want to be too negative.
You know? Right.
Glad the show went. I mean, we're just so excited to have you in town. Just seems like very few rock bands out there that hopefully everybody can get out and get a good dose of Overdrive and distortion and noise and rock.
Yes.
We will provide that.
Yeah. As will the Hoover 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Hoover 3.
We got put together with them in France for like 6 shows about a year ago. And they're really good people and their music's cool. Kind of like it's got a kraut rock thing, a little bit of Roxy music.
Definitely, they're from LA, and that shows too. But some of their stuff reminds me a little bit of Beechwood Sparks when they mellowed down a bit.
Yeah,
what but I've live, heard they don't mellow excellent. Down that much.
Yeah, they definitely rock it. They're high energy, psychedelic art rock.
Yeah, so they'll be going on, I think, around 9 if everybody definitely aims to catch them too. Only 2 bands, so it's not going to go till 3 in the morning. Everybody can get some sleep after this thing.
Exactly. And we'll need it. We have a long drive the next day.
Yeah. Dallas. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I don't know. I think, you know, the Mudhoney thing resonates with people around here just as, you know, you're kind of like the approachable rock stars. Never felt like you were too out of touch with what was going on.
Never really felt like rock stars.
Yeah.
Except occasionally when people go like, "You're a rock star," I'm like, "Really? In what world?"
Right. Well, there's some footage of you guys playing to a bunch of people. So at that kind of moment, you must feel like, "Holy crap, this is
that's usually like either on a festival or like opening for our friends in Pearl Jam or something.
They're rock stars.
Right. Anything else you want to tell the people out in Memphis?
Yeah, we're doing that in store today.
Never mind. Well, hopefully you got out to River City Records. You could hang out with Mudhoney for a second and got to see them. We'd like to thank Amanda for putting this on her radio show. Everybody want to come out and see Mudhoney tonight. Might be another 20 years before they make it back. So,
oh, yeah. God.
Nah.
I'll be 80.
Hey, Charlie Harper was still on stage in 81.
That's right. Well, thanks, Mark. Thanks, Steve. Really appreciate it and looking forward to tonight.
Okay, see you in a couple hours.
See you later.
All right. Thanks, guys.